Everywhere I look, I just see you on your own. All that it took was one call from his phone. Forgive me if I'm wrong, but you look shit all alone. So give me a shot, 'cause I could be the dog to your bone or something.
We'll be right back. so many ways. You keep me guessing all the time. Never come, never will you stay.
You will have me sooner than you know it. straight from the mothership. It's Tim and Mike on Area 54.
Oh. That was Grimes. Boy, she's gotten popular. This album's called Visions. Played a song called Genesis.
Kind of went back in time with that one, though.
Yeah, but she's her new album, her new release. Everyone's loving it, and she's blowing up right in front of us, isn't she?
She's blowed up, man.
She blowed up. Kesem Keto did a song called Long Way. That's off the album Long Car Rides. And one from Shanna Holligan, a song called Take You Home. It's off the album Back to Me. Micah went back and pulled up a song off of Morcheeba's Head Up High and played a song called Make Believer.
That's a funny one because I was showing someone how you can just ask Siri to play some music. So I was like, play some Morcheeba.
Yeah.
And Siri goes, I only have one Morcheeba song on your phone.
That's really funny. Well, you know what?
That was that one.
That is a quintessential Morcheeba sound.
Yeah.
For sure. And even though it's maybe a little later in the Morcheeba archives of music, definitely a quintessential Morcheeba sound. Valais did a song called St. Lucia that was remixed by Russian cosmonaut Gretschko. This is off a album called St. Lucia. Total Enormous Extinct Dinosaurs started off the whole set with a song called Household Goods. It's off the album Trouble.
Yeah, let's keep going back to that release. That was a major accomplishment, I thought. And also really cool watching him as a solo performer at Doug Fir. He basically had almost like a half circle of equipment, and he actually was playing everything live.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing.
Which a lot of times you wonder, like, oh, is the pre-recorder alive? And he screwed up on one song and had to start over again. And then I realized, like, wow, he's doing all this live. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, that's almost cool. Maybe he screwed up on purpose so he could prove that he was doing it live.
I like it when they screw up.
I do too. Yeah.
Except when we were at that Thievery Corporation show and they had the wrong song playing in the background. And Eric Hilton was freaking out, like, oh, I pushed the wrong button. Which one do I turn? Is it A or B? Is it A or B? Oh!
He was the only one who could hear it because it was in his monitor. He was the only one. The rest of the band didn't care because they couldn't hear it in their own monitors. But we could hear it out there. That just proves when you lose your hearing and all you can hear is your own monitor. That you better make sure your sound man tells you.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. Oh, well. He picked the right button then.
Yeah, he did.
All right, more music for you guys.
Let's pick the right button on this one.
Yeah,
right,
well, this can be easy for us.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's only one button.
We can do this in our sleep. We're pros.
We have one button and a slider for this one.
Yeah. Funky Lowlives, we got that queued up. Right, Tim? You're going to push the right button for
this
one?
Yeah, I'm going to try.
Okay, we're going to play Breathless. Check it out.